Hare Krishna. Nirjala Ekadashi ki? Tumra sokole Nirjala Ekadashi korcho? Ke korcho na? Korcho na? Korcho? Na, keno? Bhoy lage? You broke
Ekadashi? No.
Not even. I'll tell you. If you never broke,
I'm observing Ekadashi.
Observing Ekadashi? Why Bhima was given this opportunity by Krishna? Because Bhima could not observe Ekadashi. That means Bhima could not stay without eating. Just not eating grains is not Ekadashi, observing Ekadashi. Ekadashi means fasting. Fasting means not eating. So when you say you never broke Ekadashi, that doesn't, does it mean, did you fast all the Ekadashi? That's the point. Not just taking grains and beans doesn't mean observing Ekadashi properly. Those who cannot observe, those who cannot stay without eating, the license has been given that they can eat non-grain anukalpa. Anukalpa means that doesn't actually break fast. Actually, okay, let's now go back to সবাই বুঝতে পারছো তো আমি যেটা বলছি কে কে বুঝতে পারছো না হাত তোলো because it's important that you understand what I'm saying. What? How is it showing? Let's see. If you're doing it, then do it for everybody. Very good.
For everybody?
Yeah. How many of you can read Bengali? Hat tolo. So I told you.
They can share.
I cannot make for everyone. They can share. Make for everyone. You want to tell me which one is good? Bangla is good or Bangla. Acha. Who can translate into English? If you'll translate into English? Oh, Radhika. কে করবে? বাইরের মেম্বার কোথায় আছে? ওকে ওকে Okay, so I'll speak in English. So, one day, Krishna went to Jamalaya. Jamalaya is the abode of Jamraj. Jamraj is alaya means abode, place of residence. So when he went there, he heard the sound of crying in pain coming from the southern region. So Krishna asked Jamraj, why people are crying like that? So Jamraj said that These people are the sinners, sinful people. They are being punished, and that's why out of pain they are crying. So Krishna asked, they are being punished, you are doing your duty, but I am their creator, so I must do something for them, so that they can become free from their suffering condition. So right there, Krishna created Ekadasi. That was the Ekadasi day. Ekadasi means 11th day. The Vedic calculation of time is according to lunar movement, moon's movement. Moon moves from new moon, that is when Amavasya, when there is no moon, it moves towards full moon. How many days it takes? 15 days. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is how it's known as Prathama, Ditya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami, Ashtami, Navami, Dashami, Ekadashi, Dwadashi, Trayodashi, Chaturdashi, Purnima. Then again, after Purnima, again, Prathama, Ditya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, etc. Ekadasi, Dwadasi, Trayodasi, Chaturdashi, Amavasya. So this makes one cycle. 30 days, 15 days of new moon. So it's 15 days of Shukla Paksha and 15 days of Krishna Paksha. And the 30 days make a month according to the Vedic calculation. So in a month, how many 11th day come?
Two.
So that Ekadasi is the day when Krishna created this personality. This personality is a female. She is very beautiful, and her countenance, her form is very kind and merciful. So that is Ekadasi Tithi. And Krishna made the arrangement that when one observes Ekadasi, he'll become free from all sinful reaction. So now, people just started to observe Ekadasi and became free from sinful reactions. Now, there is a personality called personality of sin. Papa Purusha. Papa Purusha's body is made of different types of sins. There are various types of sins. Like for example, telling a lie is sin, stealing is sin, illicit sex is sin, eating meat is sin, drinking liquor is sin. So this way there are various types of sin. And among illicit sex also there are various types of sin. Various types of sin. So those sins make the body of Papa Purusha. So when there is no sin, what will happen to Papa Purusha? He'll be dying. He won't have his body. So as a result of that, Papa Purusha became very, very emaciated, became very thin and weak, and he was dying. He became so weak that he couldn't even walk. So with a lot of difficulty he was staggering, came to Krishna, and seeing Papu Purusha in that condition, Krishna asked, "What happened to you? Why are you in such a condition?" So then Papu Purusha said that, "My Lord, I am also your creation. But ever since you created Ekadasi, everyone is observing Ekadasi and becoming free from sinful reactions. As a result of that, there is no sin in this world and I'm dying. So please save me." So then Krishna said, "Okay, from now on, all the sins on that day of Ekadasi will enter into grains. And even though somebody did not commit those sinful activities, but just if he eats grains, then he will be liable to those sinful reactions." So that is why on Ekadasi days we specially do not eat grains. But just not eating grains is not observing Ekadasi. Observing Ekadasi means fasting. Fasting means what? Fasting means feasting. Fasting means what? Right. Fasting means not eating at all. So now, most of us cannot observe Ekadasi properly. Therefore, Krishna made some special arrangement. This arrangement he made for Bhima. Bhima couldn't fast. Bhima's name was Brikodar. He was always hungry, like a wolf. His stomach was like that of a wolf. And wolf is famous for its hunger. The fire is always burning in the stomach. So that Bhima couldn't fast. So he told Krishna, "Krishna, I can't fast. You have suggested that we observe Ekadasi to become free from sinful reaction, but I cannot fast." So then Krishna said, "Okay, you can't fast in all the Ekadasi. At least in one Ekadasi you fast. You observe just one Ekadasi a year. And that will give you the benefit of observing all the Ekadasi." So that is called Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi or Bhima Ekadasi. Because this Ekadasi was specially designed for Bhima. So now let us consider why this is important for us. Yes, throughout the month, throughout the year, we cannot observe all the Ekadasis properly. But at least if we can observe one Ekadasi properly, we'll get the benefit of observing all the Ekadasis. And that means Nirjala, Ekadasi, Nirjala. When Krishna told Bhima to observe this Ekadasi, what does this observance mean? Not even drinking water. Those who really want to observe Ekadasi properly, how they would do that? Fasting also from water. In the early days, when we were not so old, we used to observe Ekadasi in a very special way. We used to fast even from water. We used to chant 64 rounds and we used to stay up the whole night doing kirtan. And not only we did, like wherever we used to go, actually it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj and I started this. One day I told Tamal Krishna Maharaj how to observe the real way to fast. So he became very inspired. So he started to observe Ekadasi in that way. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was a person, when he did something, he wanted everybody else to do the same. So wherever we went, we used to make everybody also fast like that. We started that in Vrindavan, in Kartik, when we used to be there for Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education seminars. That was in 1988-89. And so that is how we used to observe those things. And from that time, many devotees started to observe Ekadasi, even fasting from water. And how did you feel? Now that you are observing Nirjala Ekadasi, how many of you are observing Nirjala Ekadasi today? Very good. You are also observing. How do you feel? Like it? Isn't it fun? Fasting is fun. Right? Thank you. And actually fasting is fun. The problem is, actually I can tell you, in Calcutta those days, I used to take care of the BDT, Bhaktivedanta book. And there was one devotee called Murari. And because I used to fast, Murari also used to fast. And generally on those days I used to tell that they didn't have to go to work, do any work. Murari used to go out and see different activities going on in different places in Calcutta. Those days we didn't have we didn't have the place in Mayapur. So Murari used to go out and follow up the work. On the Ekadasi day, Murari was most active. Not only because he was not eating, no time wasted by eating. But then the next day, Murari couldn't do anything. So I asked him what happened. He said that on the Ekadasi day, because he was fasting, he used to feel very energetic. But the day after Ekadasi, when he ate, he felt like sleeping the whole day. So that's also another thing that happens. That when we fast, we feel very energetic. But then when we eat, especially after fasting, we tend to eat a lot. So that should be done also. The eating also should be regulated. How should one eat? Prabhupada said that, and this is actually from Ayurvedic scriptures, from Ayurveda. The eating should be done like half of your stomach will be filled with food. Half of stomach with food. one quarter with water and one quarter with air, meaning empty. So one quarter with water, half with food, that means three-fourth is full, and one-fourth is empty. Srila Prabhupada used to say that we should eat in such a way that our stomach remains empty, partly. Then sometimes Prabhupada said we should eat in such a way that right after eating we can sit for a feast. Because your stomach is not full. And what is unhealthy way to eat? The unhealthy way to eat is completely stuff your stomach. That is not good. Because overeating, stomach is full, and then we eat. That's why our way of eating often is very unhealthy. We eat full stomach. Then what happens? Then comes sweets. And everybody loves sweets. So after full stomach, he puts the sweets in there. And the sweets are there. Sugar is the heaviest thing to digest. So healthy eating is eat light and eat not full stomach. Yes?
You know, the early days when they told that you should eat, you can cut the food and put the finger in.
Anyway, these are all mental speculations. There is one saying, akanta puriya karo prasad sevan. Prasad you can eat up to your stomach, up to your neck. But then what? Sarvakshan kalo karo holina hari naam sankirtan. Then all the time you chant the chankirtan. Then the food will be digested. But if you don't do anything, then what will happen? The food will sit in stomach and become undigested. Food is toxin, poison. Food that we cannot digest becomes toxic. And the toxin remains in the body and causes disease. Anyway, Ekadasi is not only beneficial for our spiritual life, Ekadasi is also beneficial for our physical health. Because giving the stomach full rest for 2 days a month is very good for health. So that's what I was asking. How do you all feel? Gaurangi? Good? How are you feeling? Fine. Okay. And you? You also feel good. Very good. You look very good. We can see that from your smile that you are really enjoying. Thank you. And Amrit Kanan, tomar ki khabar? You feel it's better. Very good.
What's
that?
Rice is
a
real
un. Yeah, that's true. That's true because most of the other things, other grains, you can't eat raw. You have to grind it. But rice you can take whole. Anyway, our understanding is all the sins are entering into grains. Maybe they enter more into rice. I don't know. Sometimes in India people think, some places, that fasting, on Ekadasi you can take chapati. Because chapati is grain but it is powdered. So sin cannot enter into the powdered grain. And another thing is happening nowadays is that on Ekadasi is what to speak of fasting. We have the non-grain feast. The biggest feast sometimes are Ekadasi. So we should be careful to follow the proper standard. Do it in a proper way. Not just fasting from grains and beans, but fast as much as possible. Not feast as much as possible. Yeah, the next day we used to break Ekadasi fast by drinking milk diluted with water. Half milk, half water. And lots of mishri, sugar. But later on I found out that that's also not very good. Like, better still is take gur and water with some black pepper. Because black pepper is soothing for the stomach. And anyway, so how you fast, that's not important. How you break the fast. But fasting like Ekadasi is important. And breaking the fast in whichever way. But it's better not to eat too much the next day. Because in empty stomach, if you eat too much, like that's what I wanted to also suggest, that you are organizing a feast tomorrow. Like, that may not be the very good idea. You already invited? Yeah, I know. Still. ওইটাই তো বলছিলাম এতক্ষণে কি বললাম, একাদশী পালন করা মানে জল পর্যন্ত না খেয়ে থাকা, পরের দিন সকাল পর্যন্ত, তারপরে ব্রেকফাস্ট হবে পালন, ঠিক আছে? একাদশীর আগের দিন বলা হচ্ছে একবার খেতে, হরিভক্তি বিলাস বলছে একাদশীর আগের দিন একবার খাবে, আর পরের দিন একবার খাবে, এটা হরিভক্তি বিলাস বলছে। যারা খাবে তাদের কাছে যাবে, যারা রাইস খাচ্ছে না তারা পাপটা নিচ্ছে না, কিন্তু আগের পাপটা থেকে ছিয়ে মুক্ত হতে পারছে না পুরোপুরি। যদি পরব ঠিক মতো একাদশী পালন হয় তাহলে পূর্বকৃত পাপ থেকে সে মুক্ত হয়ে যাবে। Okay. Yeah. When you fast, the fasting it starts and breaks and at one time. It breaks at specific time. Remember, Ambarish Maharaj, the Brahmana suggested that the time for fasting is going away. Breaking fast is going away. So please break the fast, because unless you break your fast in a particular time, then you don't get the benefit of fasting. So that's why he just took some water. That is according to astrological calculation. A day begins at some time, ends at certain time. So that is astrological calculation. Okay, so in Vrindavan, on the Ekadasi days, they chant Gopi Gita. So I thought it will be a good idea to chant Gopi Gita. Gopi Gita. What is Gopi Gita? Gopi Gita is the gopis' song of separation. Krishna was dancing with the gopis. Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis. And then all of a sudden, Krishna left the Rasa Mandali. And the gopis started to search for Krishna in